Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest is Max Steyer, President and CEO of the Partnership for Public Service. Max, I'd like to explore the recently launched Ready to Govern initiative. What is the main objective of this initiative? What prompted your interest in pursuing this project?
So, again, as an organization, we're focused on trying to make the federal government more effective. And our focus on the presidential transition is that it all begins at the beginning. And one of the sort of core things that many people learn, including myself as a child, about the strength of our country is the peaceful transfer of power. And yet what you don't learn is it may be peaceful, but it's typically ugly. It's not well organized. It doesn't happen in an effective way. And, this was a realization that came to me by a question from one of my former colleagues in 2007. You know, she came to me and said, you know, we're a new organization. We've never been through a presidential transition. And it's really fundamental to what happens in government. Don't you think we should be focused on this? And I was like, you're right. You do it. Go ahead. Tell me what we should know. And she went off and we brought together the presidential representatives of the presidential campaigns at that point in May of 2008. We brought together the Clinton campaign, the Obama campaign, the McCain campaign, together with people from the Bush White House and others who had done transition planning. And we had a phenomenal conversation about what needed to be done to do transitions right. And backing up for a second, so from that experience, we recognized that remarkably, there had been virtually no work on trying to create a learning system around the transition process. So transitions have always been done in the dead of the night. They've been seen as political risks. The job number one is to win the campaign, and preparing to take over the government was a vulnerability because you might be attacked for measuring the drapes, for celebrating too early. And there was, in essence, literally no available written record about what had been done before, how it had been done, that would enable people to build off of best practice from the past. And instead, you had a set of boxes that were under someone's desk in some far-off corner or in someone's attic that were, you know, just a bunch of papers, and that's it, and not accessible. So you had a few people who had done it before. At most, you had an oral history transfer, but nothing more than that. And that experience really germinated a big project for us and a recognition that we could do tons better. So we're looking for high leverage points. Improving the start of an administration has, in our view, huge potential payoff. And so this is a little long-winded, but we have created sort of a fourfold effort, one focused on that transition process itself. You know, how is it that you organize to take over the government, the most complicated, most important, and most challenging organization on the planet? And it can't be done effectively between the election and the inauguration, which is 77 days. You have to start earlier, and you have to start with a much more developed strategy and set of goals. And we are putting that together. So we're literally building a transition manual. We have access to prior documents, and we're, as I mentioned earlier, trying to create a learning system about the incoming process. The outgoing process has the same needs. So again, it's always been done sort of Groundhog Day, reinvention from the beginning, and that handoff from those that are leaving to those coming in is also very, very important. The Bush folks did it extremely well because President Bush was worried about the vulnerability of a terrorist attack, and in any event, they did a very good job, but we're trying to systematize that. So that's bucket number one. Bucket number two I know we'll talk about, but that's around trying to create a management agenda. The third bucket is we're focused on working with Congress, and that is important for two reasons, one of which is they set the rules for transition planning. So one of the changes we were able to recommend and that got adopted was moving the date of transition support from the government from the election day to the convention, and that happened in 2010. Following our 2008 conference, that was one of the recommendations we identified. And the purpose there is, again, to change the expectation, change the presumption. They'll no longer see transition planning as a vulnerability, but as a requirement. So the Romney team was the first to actually take advantage or to have the advantage of this new legislative opportunity, and they went to town. They organized early. They organized aggressively. And they had the congressional imprimatur saying, you need to do this pre-election and you're going to get physical support as of the convention. So that's one big piece of this. And the congressional side, we're also trying to accelerate the appointments process at the front end. And that also obviously requires Congress's engagement as well. Last piece is we're trying to build a curriculum for new political appointees. So part of our notion is it's who you pick and how you prepare them. And picking, in my view, is not done very well, but that absorbs 110% of the energy of incoming administrations. They virtually do nothing for the preparing their people to succeed. And we've put together, our VP, Tina Sung, has put together a wonderful curriculum on the things that no one in their right mind would understand coming from the outside about government, the federal budget, hiring do's and don'ts, the White House, the larger government ecosystem, the acquisition process, and on and on and on. We're trying to help people from the outside contextualize their capabilities to the federal environment. And our view is that we're doing it now with the Obama folks, but if we can take it to scale with the next administration, we'll have people coming in who will come to productivity a ton faster. And not only will it be the information transfer, but our goal is to create a broader team, an enterprise approach, which we think can be created by training people together. So that's a lot of words and a big mouthful, but that's the whole project.
It illustrates the fourfold and the four pillars you're pursuing. And I'd love to take this segment to sort of unfold each one a little bit. And the first one up would be the efforts to assist the 2016 presidential candidates to navigate the transition process. And you alluded to the guide that you folks are developing. What else are you doing in this program? And more importantly, what lessons have been inculcated from previous transitions?
Sure. So again, you said something so important, which is, you know, learning from those that have come before you. And there's a lot to be learned, and there's some lessons that folks have adopted. You know, during the Clinton transition, the folks began trying to staff out the federal agencies before they did the White House, and failed because the process is so much more difficult. And the lesson everyone has learned subsequently is get your White House team, you know, done first, because you can make that happen. No one has to approve those, but you know, internally. And that's so important, again, to learn those kinds of lessons. There's a ton more, though, that can be done. And as you suggest, we've built the guidebook and we're building other resources. But there are a set of other activities we think could add substantial value. Some of them, as an example, are around the personnel process. So, you know, there are approximately 1,000 Senate-confirmed positions. I may have my numbers a little bit wrong, but in gross numbers, I believe the Obama folks did pretty well in getting their teams in early. That meant it took 7 months to get all the secretaries and deputy secretaries in. They had, after the first 100 days, something on the order of 17% of their Senate-confirmed positions in. You think about that and you say, whoa, you know, that may have been better than others before them, but it's not good enough.
Yeah.
I mean, the front end of your administration is when you have the maximum capability of doing, you know, important work. And if you don't have your leadership team in place, you're not going to get done what you possibly can get done. And so our goal is trying to actually help whoever comes in next get their top 400 to 500 people in by that first 100 days, 40% to 50% rather than 17%. In order to do that, number one, you have to make that your goal. Mm-hmm. And no one, to my mind, has ever done that previously. And then you have to understand how you can effectively operationalize that goal. And that requires working backwards. And we're going to be doing the work of understanding what is it that you actually need to do by when and how in order to be able to meet that kind of objective. And it's really a process map. It's also building, obviously, relationships with the relevant Senate committees and a bunch of other work like that. We think if the next administration does that, even if they don't get all the way there, they'll get a lot further than anyone else has before. And it will mean that they will have people in place to run the government effectively faster at the most important time of an administration, when they can lean into problems, when they can set the stage and are not simply being reactive. So that's an example of some of the work that can be done. The Presidential Personnel Office, PPO, you know, it'd be great to examine how that is operated and how that might be, you know, organized differently. One notion as an example would be to have someone focused on functions, not just on specific subject matter areas. Example, federal government has very few CFOs in place. By and large, you know, CFOs are sought by agency. So someone has the Department of Energy portfolio. They're looking for a lot of jobs to fill, you know, Department of Energy, including the CFO. Strikes me that it makes more sense to have someone thinking about CFOs all across government. And that would be an example of why, you know, you might be able to approach this a little bit differently than has been done before. Same goes with the Office of Management and Budget. Such an important organization, and yet near impossible to think about how it might operate differently once you're in place, once you're like running as fast as you can to keep up with everything that's going on. Now is the time to think about, hey, do we have it right? Is there another way to integrate the budget and management functions? Is there another way to orient or to allot the resources of the organization? Again, all that work would be, in my ideal world, done in the here and now, you know, so the transition folks could actually benefit from better knowledge so they can make better choices.
So, Max, the outgoing administration plays a vital role in the success of a new president. What exactly can an outgoing administration do to ensure a smooth transition between administrations?
Right. Well, and it can, and that's such an important handoff, and there's a lot that can be done. And there's legislation that Senators Johnson and Carper have introduced to help, you know, make that a better process. And you know, there's a range of things that can be done. One of them is, and this again, it takes two sides to make this work, is to really identify the important things that don't rise to the level of a, you know, political disagreement mm-hmm. in the campaign trail. Identify good things that are going on that ought to be carried forward by whomever wins. And the government is full of those. There's, you know, one of our, you know, hopes is that we will get whoever comes in to understand that all of or virtually all of their early victories will be things that are already in the pipeline. It takes a while. It's hard to do a lot of things to make things happen in government. And there's a lot of good things that are going on that have not come to fruition. And the mistake that many new teams make, almost everybody makes, is they believe they need to reinvent the wheel and they have to make things new. Sometimes they'll just rename something. That's fine. But they don't actively search out the really good things that are in development that ought to be carried forward. And that won't happen without the kind of championship that top leadership can provide. So part of what the outgoing administration can do is to identify those things that are really beneficial to whomever is next coming in and say, get this over the hump. Get this finished. Identify the great talent. I mean, again, it's all about talent. Who do you need to re-recruit so that they stay through? If you look at the sort of retirement and resignation numbers, they spike over a transition primarily because a lot of the career people don't really want to break in a new team, and it's not worth it. So who are the people that you want to re-recruit that are really, really essential to the organization, the operation? And then there's a bunch of things that can be done. And one of the more attractive things that the Bush folks did is a tabletop exercise with the cabinet and the incoming and the outgoing cabinet, so they could be side by side doing, in essence, an emergency response exercise, so that the new people coming in could learn from the old people coming out, the formers, in a way that would enable them to deal with a crisis effectively. And, you know, again, that kind of what I would describe as plain good government handoff is so, so important and so powerful. And the administration can signal to the agencies that they need to focus on being as helpful as possible, and they can help organize and make that happen. Oftentimes, there's a lot of paper created. It's not paper that's really useful. There's not a lot of communication that's allowed. And all that stuff, I think, hinders the ability of a new team coming in to do the right things at the very beginning.
How will the Ready to Govern initiative promote presidential transition reforms within Congress? We will ask Max Steyer, President and CEO of the Partnership for Public Service, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.